Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ on this morning. And we're just so grateful just to be alive this morning, that the blood is still running warm in our veins. And we just thank God for another day that he woke us up this morning. And he didn't have to, but he did. So that means that there's still an assignment on our lives. There's still work to do for the kingdom, for the upbuilding of the kingdom. The gospel still needs to go forth. There's somebody who needs to be prayed for. There's somebody who needs to be encouraged. There's somebody who needs to be loved on. There's somebody who needs to know about Jesus and his saving grace. There's somebody who needs to have an encounter with an ambassador of Christ. And that's what we are to be, long as that you are born again and that you are in Christ. That means that you're walking by faith. You're trusting in him. You're leaning and depending on him. And you're not trusting in this world system. You're not trusting in man's system. You're not trusting in nothing but Jesus. And I can hear the words of Paul saying, I don't know anything save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Save Jesus Christ. Except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that's all that matters, because he died that we might live. He gave us another chance. A new lease on life. That's enough to shout about all by itself. And we're just so grateful this morning that we're still here. We're still here. We thank God that he would use me as a mouthpiece over the airwaves. And we just thank God for all of you who have tuned in this morning to hear a word from God. Not from me, not from Richard, but from God, from the Holy Spirit. All those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, the bride, the body of Christ. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now. We bless you and magnify you for another day, God. We just thank you for the sacrifice that your Son, your only begotten Son, shed his blood for us on Calvary's cross, that we might have a new lease on life. We was a fallen man, a fallen woman, but as Christ laid down his life and picked it up again, we died with him. We were crucified with him, and we were raised up in the newness of life, that we are a new creature, new creation, that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. When we trust in you, when we are saved, set free, sanctified, fire baptized, and full of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us, leading and guiding us and comforting us and showing us the way, bringing to our remembrance everything that God has said. We're just grateful this morning, Lord. We thank you for all that are listening, Lord. Touch right now their hearts, that the word will fall on the fertile soils, germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Lord, we pray that you would just draw those that don't know you this morning, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. They can't come unless the Spirit draws them. Lord, we pray a special blessing this morning over the backslider, Lord. Let them come saying, I yield, I yield, I can't hold out any longer. We know that you are married to the backslider. Lord, we just thank you this morning for all the bereaved families, Lord God, giving them peace and comfort, knowing that you are not a God that you make a mistake. But if they died in you, that they are present with you, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the owners of this radio station. Lord God, bless them, Lord. Keep them. Continue to anoint them. Give them provision for the vision. Lord, all the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering the gospel, all the fivefold ministry and the laymen, Lord, just bless them right now. Continue to anoint them. Prop them up where they're leaning. Build them up where they're torn down. Lord God, just have your way, Lord. Your will be done, not our will, but your will. We were created to worship you for your plan and for your purpose. That's why we're here, Lord. Lord, we bless you this morning. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up. You say if you be lifted up, you will draw. You will draw all men to you. We lift you up this morning, Jesus. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you. We come in holy reverence to you this morning, Lord. We thank you for being the God above all gods, the God that sits high and look low. We thank you that when we're going through, that you're right there with us, that you're carrying us when they can't see the footsteps in the sand, that you, those are the times that you're carrying us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're getting ready to do. We thank you that you will use us in these perilous times to be a mouthpiece, to be a light in a dying dark world. We thank you that in the darkest times, that's when the light shines the brightest. And we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Lord, we just thank you right now. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We bind the hand of the enemy who try to steal this word before it's able to fall where you want it to fall, Lord Jesus. We thank you that it will fall on the fertile soil. It will not fall on stony or rocky soil. It will not fall on the concrete, but it will fall on fertile soil. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at Galatians, the third chapter. And I'm reading from verse 1 through 3. And we're going to expound on it a little bit. And I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads thus. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and ye now made perfect by the flesh? Amen. Amen. And here we have Paul the Apostle addressing the Galatians. And before we finished up in 2, it was dealing with justification by faith. And they still struggling with this because there's some false teachers come in teaching doctrine of devils. And they've been persuaded. And Paul is looking at them like, oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians. That is foolish for having yielded to the influence of these false teachers and having embraced doctrines that tended to subvert and pervert the gospel of the Redeemer. The foundation has already been laid. You know the truth. And this is where we are now. We know the truth. But there's false teachers that's coming in teaching doctrines of devils and perverting the truth. Coming in preaching another Jesus. There's no other way that you might be saved. There's no other name under heaven where man might be saved except the name of Jesus. There's no other way. No one else died for us that we might be redeemed, bought back, put in right standing with God because of the finished work on the cross, because of what Jesus did, not no one else. No one else has paid the price, the penalty, because the penalty of sin is death. Somebody had to die. The blood had to be shed for the remission of our sins. There's no other way. Where there used to be a priest that was sent out the scapegoat back in the day, now the veil has been rent from top to bottom. So we don't need one to go in and atone for. We don't need a high priest. We have a high priest that can identify with our infirmities, with everything that we go through on this earth. That's why Jesus came in the flesh. He had to come in the flesh to represent us, to lay down his life, that all our sins were pit and put on his shoulders every disease and dis-ease that we will go through is already covered by them 39 stripes on his back. Every division of sin was covered. Once you believe and you receive the truth of the gospel and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are saved and you are covered. And you just have to stand on that. You have to stand on that firm foundation that's already been laid, the word of God, the firm foundation, the promises of God, the finished work, the blood that has already been shed. And that's why he's telling them, it's just like a parent shaking a child and like, listen, didn't I tell you not to touch that stove? It's hot. Didn't I tell you not to do this? Didn't I tell you not to do that? You already know the truth. And this is what he's telling them. How can you be swayed? How can you be swayed like this? Who hath bewitched you? Who has put a spell on you? And this is why we need to be careful of what we let in our ear gates, our eye gates, and what come out of our mouth gates. Because some things that we hear, some things that we see, and some things that we say open up those gates and portals for the enemy to have reign to come in. Because we've given him legal right. He has no right unless we give it to him. He has no authority unless we give it to him. We have all dominion, we have all authority, and we have all power in Jesus' name because of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, empowering us. The enemy can't read our mind. He can't do nothing to us no more than we allow him to. So we have to be mindful of what we're looking at, what we're listening to, and what we're saying out of our mouth. We need to speak the word. We need to let only wholesome and pure things go in our ears, because faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So this is continuous. It's continuous process. So we're listening to crazy stuff, foolishness. We listen to material from the devil, because the enemy, old Slewfoot Satan, used to be over the music. So he's familiar. He's the prince of the air. He's the prince of the air. So as things are going out over the airways, he's trying to control that. So we have to be mindful. He manipulates in the music, in the lyrics. Sometimes there's incantations and all kind of stuff in the music. So you have to be mindful of that, of what you're letting your young people listen to and what we're listening to. Huh? What we're looking at. Is it wholesome? Huh? We're letting in our eye gates. We get the only thing we're doing is open up the door for the enemy to come in. What we're saying, we're coming into agreement when we speak it. I don't care how I'm feeling or what's going on. I'm going to speak that with his stripes, I am healed. Huh? With his stripes. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are already healed. Isaiah 53:5. I'm standing on that. I don't care what the enemy's trying to throw, whatever symptoms, with his stripes, because he's already paid the price. I just told you them stripes on his back. We already healed from everything and anything the enemy would try to pervert and try to send symptoms. But the root cause has already been dealt with. Sin, it's already been dealt with. It's Jesus carried it to the cross. Huh? It was nullified. And by the law, once the death came, It was rendered null and void, because the price had already been paid. The penalty had already been paid. So we're not under the law. We're under the dispensation of grace in Christ Jesus. We are justified by faith, our faith in Jesus. And that's the same thing with Father Abraham, because it was imputed. He believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Huh? He was made in right standing. He was justified just as if he had never done it, because his faith, he believed in God. And so that's where we are. As we believe in Jesus, as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we believe on Jesus. We are just like Abraham. We are the sons of God. We have received justification. We are in right standing just as if we hadn't done it, because of our faith. We are justified. We couldn't be justified by the law, because we couldn't keep the law. The law condemned us because the law condemned sin, and we couldn't keep all the laws. So when we couldn't keep them, even the ones they added on, we couldn't keep the first. If you didn't keep the first one, you was condemned. You was condemned. So you couldn't do it. So Jesus came and put us back in right standing with God. So he says that ye should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. You already received the truth, and Jesus laid down his life. You seen him crucified. If you wasn't there, you heard about it. Jesus was crucified for us. The penalty has already been paid. So why wouldn't you trust the God that would lay down his life for us? He's already paid the price. So you can't let nobody come in and tell you nothing different when you already know the truth. You got to stand on the truth of the gospel. Stand on the truth. There is no other way. You got to stand on the truth. This only what I learn of you. Receive ye the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? What I'm asking you is, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law? Was you able to earn it, this Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you when you first believe? Was you able to receive that by works or by the hearing of faith, by the hearing of the Word of God, the firm foundation that was established by the apostles and the prophets? This firm foundation that we stand on right now today. You can't receive that by works, because you couldn't receive nothing by works but condemnation, because you couldn't keep the law. The law, you can't earn salvation by works. You can't be justified by no other way than faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. It's a precious gift from God that no man, lest any man should boast. You can't boast about it, because guess what? You couldn't earn it. It's a gift, a free gift from God to whosoever will let him come. You receive it. You receive it by your belief in Jesus Christ. When you receive him as your Lord and Savior, and you believe that he is, and you receive the Holy Spirit, which enables us to do what we've been assigned to do on this earth. We can't do it in our natural, but the Holy Spirit gives us the super on our natural. It is the living Christ on the inside of you. That's how you are made in his image and after his likeness. When you walk by faith and walk in the Spirit, that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You're walking by faith because you're trusting, you're leaning and depending. Your full reliance is on Jesus Christ and nothing else. And the Holy Spirit is your comforter and your guide that helps you accomplish what God has ordained for you to accomplish in the earth realm, in this earth suit. Because once this assignment is up and we are called home, we don't need this earth suit no more. We get a glorified body. A glorified body just like Jesus had. A glorified body that can inherit the kingdom of God. That can go into heaven. This earth suit will go back to the dirt from whence it come. But we have the spirit and the soul that will rise. And we will get our earth, our glorified, our heavenly bodies. Our glorified bodies that we can indwell and be in heaven in his presence. Back like Adam and Eve was in the garden. They was in the presence of God. It was an atmosphere conducive. That's why when they sinned, they were disobedient. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. You have to be obedient to God. And the only way we can be obedient to God is to walk after his counsel, to keep his commandments, to do what he's asked us to do. If we love him, if we love him like we say we do, because we can do all this other stuff and don't have love. Paul already said it's like a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. You're just making a bunch of noise. You can do the utmost. You can sacrifice your body to to be burned. And it still is to naught because you don't have love. Love activates the faith. It activates the faith because love, without love, if you don't have love for God, you ain't going to believe in him. You ain't going to trust in him. The finished work on the cross shows how much he loved us. When he stretched his arms wide, he was nailed by spikes to that cross. He was nailed and he stayed there. He could have called legions of angels, but he stayed there because he loved us just that much. And God so loved us that he sent his only begotten son. He loved the whole world. So it's all activated by love. You can't have faith in him if you don't love him. You can't trust him and rely on him if you don't love him. So you're definitely not going to have faith in him and believe in him, but you got to love him like he first loved us. You got to love, and we got to love our neighbors the same way. Where is the love? People have their own agendas. They're doing their own thing, but all that we're doing, all the tradition and religion, if we don't have love, we're not really walking by faith. We need to have love one for another. That's the only way that they're going to know that we're his disciples. When we have love one for another, that's how we identify as his ambassadors, because of our love. That's how they're going to know we are Christians, Christ-like. We are his disciples. Huh? That's how they're going to know, because our love one for another. And this is what Paul is telling them. Look, this only what I learn of you. This is what I want to know. I'm asking you a question. Huh? Did you receive the Spirit of God through works? Is the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? Was you able to put in work and attain it by the law? Or did you receive it by the hearing of faith, by the hearing of the gospel, the foundation that was preached? How did you acquire this Holy Spirit? And is it yet that you have the Holy Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you? Because if the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you, you wouldn't be following these every winds to and fro. You wouldn't be turned at every turn of the wind. You wouldn't be double-minded. Because if that's the case, you can't expect to get nothing from God. A double-minded man can't get jack. You ain't going to get nothing. So you got to stand on this firm foundation. This is not sinking sand. This is a firm foundation that we can build on. That's already been laid out from Jesus to the apostles to the prophets to the fivefold, all the way down the line from the lay members. Only believe. All who believe, you have the same power. You don't have to have a title. You have the same power. You have the Holy Spirit dwell on the inside of you, and you can do the works that's been called of you. You can do the same works Jesus did. But you got to walk by faith. You got to have love. You got to have love, because if I don't love you, I'm not going to be concerned about your soul salvation. And this is something we have to work out. We have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So we have work to do. We are constantly before God. We are constantly in his word. We're constantly repenting for what we know we've not done right. Because we all have sinned and come short. And the Bible says it. Ain't none of us perfect. We're striving for perfection. That's what we're striving for. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? And that perfect him, are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? You begun in the spirit, walking after the counsel of God, walking by the spirit. Believe in God, having faith in God, loving on God, loving God's word, loving his people. Because if I don't love you, I don't care nothing about whether you get saved or not. I'll leave you in your mess. But when I love you, I have to love the agape love, the God kind of love, the God kind of faith. I'm going to be concerned about you. My heart, I'm going to have a burden for your well-being. I don't want to see you perish when you die, because that's the worst thing in the world, for someone to die out of the ark of safety. And Jesus is that ark of safety. Noah built the ark to save the first family when the world was so perverted that God destroyed it. But Jesus is our ark of safety now. And we have to be in Jesus. And if you're not in that ark, you're in a dangerous place. Because you're going to drown. You're not going to make it. So, but I have to love you. I have to love you to be concerned. To even care about you. Because if not, I'm going to be going about. And that's where the world is now. The world is so busy going about. They can see somebody down and out. Leaking, bleeding on the ground. And they'll walk right past them. But there is some good Samaritans still around that will tend to the wounds and show them some love. Show them some love. And them was church folks that walked right past him. Them were church folks. But the good Samaritan healed up the man's wounds and bound it up and paid for him a place and took him to the basically to the hospital so that they could look at him. You know, took him to the inn, paid for his room and told him he'd pay the rest when he come back. So that's, we have to be good Samaritans. We have to have love and our heart for our brother man, our brother woman. We can't just leave them to their own devices because the enemy has come in like a flood. The enemy has come in like a flood. But we know that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Will lift up a standard because the enemy is coming with everything he got right now because his time is short. So just look at how crazy it is. Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? And that being made perfect is, we're not perfect, but we are maturing. We come to a spiritual maturation. We're maturing in the spirit. So we're striving to be perfect. We're striving to be mature. We're striving to come to that maturation, that spiritual maturation where we are grown up in the things of God. We are seasoned in the things of God. I often tell folk, I'm not getting old. I'm getting seasoned. We're getting seasoned in the things of God. And so we have to be mindful of that. And so that's all he's telling them. Look, go back to the basics. Go back to your first love. Go back to your first love. Huh? You first love and you first believe. Go back there. Don't follow anything else because there's many false prophets going out. And we have to be mindful that we stick with the word. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't let them put a spell over you. Because, like I say, the enemy's ramped up. But we got to stand on the firm foundation that is the word of God. And we can't be tricked. We can't let them fool us. Don't be denied. Don't be deceived. Stand on the word of God. And until next time, just remember that we love you. We're praying for you. And just keep the faith. Keep walking by faith. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Our God knows what he is doing. In Ephesians, Paul says, and his gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, some as prophets, who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists, who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers, to shepherd and guide and instruct And he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for works of service, to build up the body of Christ, the church, until we reach oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become a mature believer, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, so that we are no longer children.